It is just on a 10:15. 8941 1049 is the number if you'd like to call through. Now, we know that it was announced yesterday that corner stores that sell alcohol will now have the chance to ask the Northern Territory government to buy back their liquor licence. The new scheme is going to give operators 4 weeks to express interest in doing so in what the government says is a bid to reduce the number of takeaway outlets across the territory and alcohol-related harm. Now, joining me on the line to tell us a little bit more about the situation from her perspective is Shelley Lay, who is indeed the Zicoli IGA owner. Good morning to you, Shelley.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Not too bad. Shelley, what was your reaction to this announcement?
I guess it was a bit of a shock to hear that yesterday. We didn't know that that was on the table. I guess it's another way that we're being penalised, not only with the 25% rule, but now trying to take us totally out of the market.
And I suppose, like, it'll come down to your decision whether you wanted to, you know, to go through the buyback scheme or not. But it would be a hard decision to actually go through something like that for you guys, I'm assuming, because you've literally got, you know, a section of the shop that has been set up to be able to sell alcohol there, and knowing that it's, you know, that it was the 25% rule. I know that those boundaries have changed as well, but it would be a hard decision then to make, to say, all right, we're no longer going to sell alcohol.
I think it is a very hard decision, and I think for people who may even be interested in this decision, it's hard for them not knowing what the buyback possibly could be. And I know I've had other conversations with people saying, how much do you think it is? And maybe if it was disclosed how much it was, then there may be more people who are interested. I mean, you just don't know. It's been put out there, but people may be interested, but are not going to put their hand up because they're not sure.
Yeah, how would it sort of work, do you think? And how could it be viable?
I don't know. I guess they'd probably be looking at some type of formula to figure out the value of the alcohol or the profit that is potentially made from the sales of the alcohol.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the Mille Lacs supermarket owner was talking to, I've heard him on the radio earlier, saying there's the goodwill there, and there's also the value that having that convenience offering under your roof brings to your grocery sales. And when you don't have that convenience offering, people don't come and buy the groceries anymore, and that's probably the biggest side to it.
And Shelley, I mean, is that something that you know, that would be an unintended consequence, I guess, or a consequence for you guys?
Oh, totally. And for us, I'm not willing to take that gamble. I'm already experiencing loss of sales this week from the liquor store not being there. Mind you, I have been very heartwarmed by all the locals who are coming in to buy their groceries and actually saying, we are here to support you. So that's been wonderful. But still with that, you see people that come to the bottle shop and then they just turn around and walk out. They're annoyed. And they don't want to be giving their business elsewhere, but they've been forced to.
So, Shelley, is this buyback something that you guys would consider?
Not really, Katie. It doesn't work in with our model.
Yeah.
And we've always said that it's the convenience offering that we have there, and that's why we have our customers. They're busy, they're on their way home from work, and they want to stop at their local and support local.
We had the discussion throughout the week that was on this topic, and the Treasurer, Eva Lawler, had said that, you know, sometimes what we see is that when there are corner stores, for example, that are selling takeaway alcohol, that you do have people kind of congregating around that area. Is that something that you guys have experienced?
Definitely not. We don't experience that at all. And if there are some bottle shops that are experiencing that, if they weren't selling alcohol at that particular location, where do you think they're going to congregate next? At the next bottle shop? would be my guess. And we keep saying this, if it's not available at my shop, it's going to be, it is available at the shop up the road. And last week's example of BWS being closed is a prime example of us customers not able to go to BWS. Then they come to our store, and that is why I am in this 25% predicament in the first place, because people just go to the outlet that's open.
Yeah, right. And look, I'm not surprised by that. I think to myself, you know, if people want to get their hands on alcohol, whether it's for a social drink or whether it's to overindulge in some situations like we've seen around the Northern Territory, they're going to get their hands on alcohol no matter what, you would suspect.
Well, they certainly are. And what's happening here is we are being made out to be the bad guy, and it's detrimental to our business. And our staff, and we are very, very worried about what the intention here is with the voluntary buyback. Is the next thing a forced buyback? Because the words are grocery liquor store licences. So we are, the small businesses are clearly being targeted here.
Shelley, have you spoken to the other IGAs? What is sort of the consensus, I guess, from you guys at this point in time?
None of us agree with the cap, and I'm not sure about their views on the buyback.
Yeah.
It will be a very personal choice, and everyone's situation is different. Some people are at the end of their career and could be looking at potentially selling their stores, so this may be a good option for them. But it will come down to the dollar figure, of course, for these businesses.
Shelley, do you sort of question, like, when something like this is announced, and whether people agree with it or they disagree with it, but do you sort of question and think to yourself, well, if the banned drinkers register and the other measures that we have in place are working, why do they need to go down this path?
Oh, totally. And that is one of my big arguments, that we are selling alcohol only to people who are not on the banned drinkers register, who have a responsible place to drink their takeaway alcohol, but we are then still going over the 25% cap. So this model does not work, and it does not keep small business alive in the territory.
And Shelley, what do you say to anybody that's listening this morning? That's listening, and they're thinking to themselves, "Well, you know, you shouldn't be able to buy alcohol at the corner store, and we have got too many outlets across the territory."
You can buy alcohol anywhere, at any liquor store that sells it. So whether it's at the corner store or it's right next to a major supermarket, people, whilst it is a legal product and available, people will gain access to it wherever they can. And another thing that they can do is they just steal for it anyway. And we were paying $4,000 a week at the still for our dog, but we will get fined. And so people, to protect people from stealing it, but we can't sell it. So if we sold it, we'd get fined. But you could come and take it and get away with it.
Anyway,
it's a bit off topic,
but I think
we're under a lot of pressure at the moment. And I'm really worried about our business, about the my employees, them losing their jobs, their hours, and not to mention the other smaller operators that are in our centre. There's a bigger picture here, and we need to be heard, because this is detrimental to the small business. For small businesses in the territory.
And Shelley, what impact do you think that it's going to have when it comes to competition?
Oh, but that's another great question, Katie. Thanks for leading that to me. This is very much anti-competitive, because if you take out all the small players, there's a monopoly. It's all the big guys who will be able to price how they like, because there'll be no independence. And to be honest, I can't imagine that the big players would agree with having a monopoly based on their values.
Well, Shelley Lay, you've given us a bit more food for thought, I think, and we are going to talk more about this. We're going to catch up with another corner store owner very shortly. So I really appreciate you having a chat with me again this morning.
I know, it seems to be regular at the moment.
It does. Shelley, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Katie. You too. Bye.
Bye now.